Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about things that are actually irrelevant, and that is Elon Musk. Well, he's become a trillionaire, his business empire making headlines once again. And we wanted to understand what is really happening with him. Innovation, investor confidence, it's absolutely incredible. To help us unpack what contributes to the success of Elon Musk and his businesses, we're joined by Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband. Jan, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're good.
Good morning, Howard. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
So let's just start with what is happening. What's suddenly put Elon Musk into the news again? Not that he ever really leaves it.
The simple one-line answer there is the initial public offering or the listing of SpaceX and its subsidiary now, XAI, which owns Twitter. So it's a combination listing of SpaceX, the core business of SpaceX, but attached to SpaceX, the XAI, his new XAI venture, which is Grok AI, the competitor to, or another competitor to Google Gemini and Anthropic Claude, and of course OpenAI's ChatGPT, and which also owns Twitter. So that multifaceted business listed on one of the US stock exchanges last week, and the listing went incredibly well and pushed Elon Musk into trillionaire status.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. SpaceX in of itself, what gives that the value?
Yeah, so the core business of SpaceX, now the prospectus, the listing documents that they published ahead of the IPO gives their view of where the value comes from. Analysts might disagree or might have different opinions, but the fact is the price per share, right? So people believe that there is value here. So SpaceX itself splits its core value proposition into several segments, but the biggest potential target market, that it sees is in its launch business. So SpaceX launching its Falcon rockets into space and carrying people's stuff into space for them. And Starlink, which it makes up about sort of half of its spacefaring revenue. So obviously the AI stuff is a far more speculative bet, but the core business of SpaceX is what I think a lot of people are very excited about, and that is its launch and vehicle reuse capability. So in other words, people would have seen these launches themselves, and SpaceX is famous for being able to reuse rockets that it lands, and that brings down the cost of launching, and it's the first company in the world to have done that. And all the sort of business flowing from that then. So they've also recently demonstrated, or they've used Falcon Heavy, yes, to launch stuff further up. They're working on their Starship. They are a customer of NASA to help resupply the International Space Station. And then the Starlink business, they have huge hopes for as a way to expand broadband access around the globe to places that are hard to reach with cellular networks and fiber, and then also to partner with cellular networks essentially to launch what is essentially cell phone towers in space that then plugs the gaps in the world's cell phone networks so that you can at least get an SMS through anywhere in the world, but eventually phone calls, regular cell phone calls, and cellular 5G data anywhere in the world, whether you're in the middle of the Australian outback or just in an open field in the middle of a city that is hard to cover with a cell phone tower.
It's absolutely incredible. I just wonder, though, if how much of this is the Elon Musk factor versus right. the underlying business value. I mean, I keep thinking if Elon Musk came up tomorrow and said, I'm listing, I don't know, whatever it is, office stationery staplers, people would go nuts for it.
Yeah, he does seem to be the new Steve Jobs in that respect. The Steve Jobs, the term that was derisively applied to Steve Jobs, was he had a reality distortion field. And then later, that was actually quite applied to him quite in a complimentary way.
Right.
Because what these men have been capable, well, have been able to do, all their faults aside, because by all accounts, neither of those two men, Steve Jobs and Elon Musk, are particularly easy to work for, but they are they inspire like greatness in the people around them, right? And so that's part of that reality distortion field. But yeah, that reality distortion field also means that just from sheer charisma alone, sometimes these guys are able to sell ice to an Eskimo. So and the some of the analyst commentary I've seen around the SpaceX IPO, the more, let's call it moderate or more considered opinions, are that it's absolutely insane, that the valuation is completely out of whack with reality. But you know, it's a sign of the times. There's an AI bubble going on. A lot of the sort of more bearish, one might say more pragmatic or realistic analysts are waiting for it to pop. There's still a lot of money to be made, but the thing is, you're taking it's a massive gamble because the bubble can pop at any moment.
It really is just absolutely remarkable. What is the reason that South Africans or maybe the political left are so antagonistic towards Musk?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. It's something that I've been thinking about for a while, because it's one of the major reasons that people are so opposed to having Starlink operate in South Africa. It has nothing to do with the technology behind Starlink or even the laws they claim to be defending in South Africa. It has everything to do with hating Elon Musk more than they love their fellow countrymen. And the reason, as best I can piece together, is Elon Musk's association with Donald Trump, and people just have a visceral reaction to Donald Trump. And so anything that is remotely associated with, or can be associated with Donald Trump, by extension becomes evil and bad and must be opposed.
Absolutely.
Elon has also not covered himself in glory in some of these things by pushing a narrative of helping to push a narrative of at least dog whistling things like white genocide, in South Africa, which is just demonstrably false. There's a lot of other stuff he says around BEE and so on, which can be, which is quite sensible. I wouldn't phrase it the same way he does, but there's no lie there. But when you promote or back a lie that really undermines your credibility. And so for most people in the world, I don't think that they really, it's not even a blip on their radar, but to South Africans, that is deeply, deeply personal. And so he is seen by the left to be attacking some of their core values. Some of those core values, by the way, include BEE. And so Elon Musk, on top of the big one being the white genocide lie, there's also the fact that he's come out sort of not anti-trans, but anti like some of the
yeah, the gender, the gender type issues.
But it's about medical. It's about the medical stuff around it, the sex change stuff. He's essentially opposed to the sex changes being allowed to be done at a too early age. But you can't have a reasonable discussion about this on Twitter without it descending into a screaming match.
Yes.
That's also a factor. So there's at least those three things, yeah, in my mind, that's made him very unattractive to the
left to South Africa. Jan Vermeulen, thank you as always. We do need to leave it there. Absolutely fascinating conversation about Elon Musk.